Today is Tuesday, March 19th. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
The players have always thought that it's a free market and you should be able to make what you can make. Right. Now, does that work all the time? No. But obviously, you know, it's been part of the system. But I also think, though, now this luxury tax is starting to act like a cap. I mean, if the fact that the Yankees and the other teams don't want to go over it, you know what I mean? It's just an interesting dynamic. And I'm in love with the good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top. Keep climbing. I wanna live it up. I'm the good life. I'm coming up. The good life. Oh, good life.
Boom!
Coming in hot, Chase. I got my Boom coming in hot shirt on.
You did kind of like a double clutch on the first boom right there. It was like,
well, I was trying to raise up to see if you could see my shirt.
Nice. Yeah, that's when I was a kid, I always used to make the 18 wheeler drivers like honk the horn for me. Do you remember the car with your
was
mom?
That the best? Yeah, you and your brother would be out. Me and my sister would be out the window going like this, and like when a truck would hit, too, like, you know, a guy would give you the beep. You're like, yeah, let's go. Dude, my kids are in the back seat. And speaking of that, I'm like, you know, these kids are freaking. We got nothing to do with it. My phone's not charging. You know, they go out there in the back. They're on their phones the whole time. And I'm like, all right, guys, time to get off your phones. What are we gonna do? And then I got to pull out I'm the old man. Like, hey, listen, when I was growing up, your sister and I would go to the. From Pittsburgh to Long Island, New York, and we would do the honk the horn game with the 18 wheelers. Yeah. We would do the how many license plates can we see? 50 states. We would start making up acronyms for trying to get A, B, C, D on the freaking signs. Mm-hmm. There's a million things you can do.
Yeah, and the other thing is, lucky you kids these days, because my dad had a reverse inverse knife edge backhand slap to the neck. If me and my brother were acting up, it was unbelievable. He could do drive with one hand, just be like, whoosh, whoosh, hit us both, knock down, dude. Can't do that to the kids anymore these days.
Oh my God. Or then when you say to your dad, hey, dad, I used to say to my dad, dad, how are we almost there? He's like, we're 3 minutes closer than the last time you asked. I'm like, God. You know what I mean? Remember. And then my mom would be like, don't let me come back there, kids. I'm like, meanwhile, how are you going to come back here, mom? We're moving. We're in the shittiest car that, the world's ever seen. We're in that little Omni, dude. Think about this. One of those little Omni Horizon. It was called a Horizon. It wasn't even an Omni. I think the Omni's was a step up. Oh, Horizon, bro. Oh my God. They called it the Harry the Horizon. I don't even know how I fit in there, my sister and I, but can you imagine, dude? It was like a box car. My dad's in the front. My mom's in the front. My sister and I are going at it. My mom's doing backhand Ralph Macchio karate chops. Incredible.
What's the Schwarzenegger movie where he pulls the seat out of the car so he can drive the Porsche because it was so good?
Sorry, True Lies? Or?
I don't remember, but he was so big he couldn't fit in the Porsche. Anyway.
So, dude, by the way, speaking of Schwarzenegger, I saw a picture of Schwarzenegger next to Andre the Giant. And when he did, I think when he did Conan the Barbarian, yeah. He was next to Andre the Giant and Wilt Chamberlain, dude.
Yes, dude.
Dude, he looked like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that was Conan the Destroyer. That was the second Conan movie. I was big on Conan movies, dude.
Yes. Oh,
there was also Red Sonja, which was like, it didn't do too well, but Conan was in that too. Anyway, hey, all right. You are like 9 for 9 this offseason with your pick. You've been saying Snell.
I've been saying Giants for pretty much the whole offseason.
Literally three months you've been saying Giants. You called them.
Yeah. Dude, you know why? Bob Melvin. Because he was just with Melvin for 2.5 years. Melvin knows. And then, but I don't know, bro. This whole thing's weird. Like, the market's a little weird. You know, it's starting to, you know, you saw the players union just had a meeting, kind of getting together and going, okay, what's going on with negotiations? Where are we with the relations with, you know, we've somehow let this luxury tax act as a salary cap now. Like, kind of what's going on? I mean, you know, guys are getting signed later. They're edging out the 30-year-old man, you know, 30-year-old player. I don't know. I just feel like the players union is now starting to go, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of think.
Yeah, and back to the Boris part of this whole thing, too. I'm just reading this one, these numbers right here. Bellinger asking price was 200 plus million, got 80. Chapman's asking price was about 150. He got 54. Blake Snell wanted 270, got 162, and turned down, what was it, 160 million from the Yankees.
I don't know if it was 160, maybe one five for 125, I think.
Maybe that was it, yeah. And then apparently when the Yankees, somebody was just saying this today, when the Yankees pulled that offer, there was no negotiating after that. Like, that was it. So it really wasn't even the Yankees after that one thing. So you're right, man. It's a little funky time. Interesting, too, that, like, you know, a couple of these guys are pitchers and everybody needs pitching, you know. So it's funny how the market's working this year.
Well, dude, here's the numbers that are startling to me. So after a record $3.9 billion on free agents in the winter of 22 and 23, which was last year. Mm-hmm. MLB teams pulled back this offseason as questions about the future of local television rights, you know, came into the industry. He's like, more than one third of the $2.9 billion in free agent spending this winter went to two players, record $700 million to Ohtani and $325 to Yamamoto with the Dodgers. Mm. Two historical financial behemoths, the Yankees and Red Sox, committed less than $50 million to free agents.
Interesting.
Eight teams, the A's, the O's, the Nationals, the Rays, the Twins, the Marlins, the Guardians, and the Rockies, guaranteed less than $15 million.
Interesting.
So, you know, I don't know.
Right.
Well, I mean, listen, when you see those kind of numbers, and maybe it is the local TV markets, but when you see those kind of numbers as the players' union, you gotta have some questions.
Right. And you were a player rep when you
yeah.
So can you explain, like, what are you guys doing? Like, do you guys have like a big meeting in the spring? Like,
yeah.
Are these guys on like Zoom calls, I'm assuming now, as they can.
Well, big meeting in the winter, mm-hmm. and you got every guy there, and you're in this room, and you go through stuff like this, and you're like, hey, listen, you know, these guys aren't, you know, 30-year-old players not getting signed as much, you know. I think another big thing with the last players agreement was free agency. If the 30-year-old player is starting to get pushed out, you're under team control for 6 years. If you come out of college, you're 22 years old, you might year and a half in the minors, you're 24 when you get up there. At 6 years, you're 30. Mm. So all of a sudden they go, well, we're not signing those guys. Well, when does your free agency kick in? You know, you see all the big money for the big free agents, but what about the middle class guys that are kind of like, we can go get a young guy. He can put up the same production. We're not going to give this guy $10 million to come off the bench or whatever. So it's just, you know, it's a dynamic as a player's, you know, as a player, you know, listen, the one thing about baseball is it doesn't have a salary cap. You know, the players have always thought that it's a free market and you should be able to make what you can make.
Right.
Now, does that work all the time? No, but obviously, you know, it's been part of the system. But I also think, though, now this luxury tax is starting to act like a cap. I mean, if the fact that the Yankees and the other teams don't want to go over it, you know what I mean? It's just an interesting dynamic to look at now. So as a player rep, when you all get together, you have to wonder, you're in it for the, you only have a certain small window of time to make money in this game. Mm-hmm. So you are looking at all the industry and how guys are signing and why is Snell and these guys all signing so late and for a lot lower money with a ton of opt-outs, you know, obviously is Boris involved there? Of course. So, you know, like I said, when you're a player rep, you want to get this right. You want to ask the questions you need to ask. What needs to change in the next collective bargaining agreement? What are we fighting for? Okay. What are some things that, you know, that we could do better? So, and also too, how do you get, you know, I think the big thing with, you know, there hasn't been a strike in a long time. I mean, since 1994, right?
Right.
Or no, there was one recently. A holdout. There was a little bit of a holdout, right? Oh, it was kind of a,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying that not a major work stoppage like during the year or canceling the World Series like in 1994.
Correct.
So I think one of the big things too is how can everybody win? What's the win-win negotiations? You know, good old Ron Shapiro, the book Win-Win Negotiations. I mean, that's the bottom line. The win-win negotiations. You also want it to work for the owners too. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, it's not, this isn't 1980. This is 2024 where there's, you know, this is a $15 billion industry now every year. So there's enough to go around. And how do you get it to work for everybody? Basically, Chinch.
Yeah, no. And also, like, you can always tell when there's like a little discontent because it comes in chunks. It's not just one thing. So this thing just happened yesterday with the players union, but don't forget for about 3 weeks, all we talked about was uniforms and how unhappy the players were with them and how you could see guys junking them and stuff. And
right, right.
So it's like little cracks in the dam, and they just you gotta close it out. The owners and the players gotta get together, because you can't, especially in this day and age, football's doing so great. The NBA is doing really great right now. College sports are huge. You got prime time in there and everything. Like, you don't want to be the league. You don't want to be a major league that has a work stoppage. You just don't, because there's way too much for people to do than to sit there and go, oh, I can't watch baseball now. You can pick up your phone and do whatever you want in the world.
Right, right. And baseball doesn't want that either. Baseball doesn't want a stoppage, but that's what I mean. But you also want to make sure that the pie is being, divvied up equally. Dude, come on, man. Go look at the NFL contracts. I'm seeing these guys sign for free agency. This, that, you talk about a game that's not guaranteed. I mean, those guys are getting pounded. Oh, 2 years, $6 million, $7 million. Kidding me?
Crazy.
The NFL is making more money than any industry out there. And these guys, the contracts these guys are signing are, I think, a joke compared to the pie that the owners are making.
100%, man. It's the way business works.
Yeah.
So let's spin forward. Well, let's first real quick just congratulate the San Francisco Giants on not just this move, but they are competitors. Like,
yeah.
They are competitors in what is shaping up to be one of the most dangerous divisions in baseball. Obviously, you got the D-backs, you got the Dodgers and the Padres. And I'm telling you, him going there, they can compete. They can at least, they're not rolling over this year. That's for darn sure.
Well, listen, man, signing Snell to 2 years, $62 million. Is a big move for them. It gives them that road. Logan Webb now, don't forget, Logan Webb was third in the Cy Young this year. I mean, that guy's a horse. Mm-hmm. So you got Logan Webb, you got Snell at the top of that rotation. They signed a great center fielder, leadoff hitter from Korea for $113 million, 6 years, and Jung-Hoo Lee. Mm-hmm. That guy's a stud. They also traded for Robbie Ray. Obviously, he won't be ready until the second half. They also signed Jordan Hicks, who they're trying to get a convert to a starter. Mm-hmm. They got Matt Chapman over there at third. They brought in Soler, too, in the outfield. So, man, the Giants now with signing Snell, and I felt like this was inevitable. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a great – they've done a great job of giving Bob Melvin some pieces, coming over there to San Fran – to there's a little star power back in that organization.
Yeah, and so now if you're one of the other teams who wanted Snell, as my lights just shut down on that story, I always forget to charge him. What are the Yankees doing? What are the Astros doing? And what is Montgomery thinking? He's there now. He's the guy. He's the main guy. And then, like you mentioned, a couple other guys. Who do we say the Yankees are looking at too?
Michael Lorenzen.
I feel like
he could be the Yankees. There's a lot of guys still out there. That's what's weird. We keep talking Montgomery, Snell. There's a lot of guys that are still out there. So, would Lorenzen be a nice piece? Because it's you're not going to pay that much on the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to lock up Montgomery for a long time and then pay 100% of the tax? So, I'd be shocked. I still would be shocked if the Yankees don't make some move as far as a trade here and there. But obviously, if that rotation stays healthy and then they get Cole back in a couple months, they should be fine, man. I really believe they would be fine.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, I would say these would be arguably four guys left who are still out there, not just pitchers. You got Montgomery. How about JD Martinez? How about your boy Brandon Belt? He's still sitting there, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Belt going to play or is he going to retire?
I don't know. Is that possible?
He hasn't said anything, but I don't know. He had a nice year last year.
I'm reading something here that the Rangers are somewhat interested in him, but who knows? I mean, dude, 369 on base. He had 19 homers last
year. Dude, he had a great 840 OPS, I think.
Yeah. So that's very interesting to see. Other than that, that's really like this. That's it. There's only a couple of chips left to fall.
Yep.
Teams seem all ready to roll, ready to go. And that's it. It's just a matter of getting these guys on the field. Because, again, so whoever signs Jordan Montgomery is going to be a better team. So you can't even handicap who the best teams are yet, because you want to see if a couple of these guys go somewhere. If JD Martinez gets into the Mets lineup, that's a pretty nasty lineup because they already have a good lineup without him.
So they got a great lineup, but yeah, I mean,
yeah. It's hard to
JD qualify. Martinez still rakes. So, yeah. You know, the fact that he's still out there is a little weird too.
Very strange. All right. Well,
All right, brother. Well, listen, have a great rest of your day today, man. And everyone out there, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Lock it in. Oh, dude, we want to talk about a giveaway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you want to do? Look around your house, dude. You have more paraphernalia there than the Cooperstown.
I know. Something. I know. Memorabilia.
Memorabilia. Well, what about? Let's see. You're not giving away anything on those walls. Those are your most.
No, I'm not giving away anything as well. But I gotta get some. You know what? You know what's so funny, Chinch? Everyone's like, "Hey, can you sign a ball for me, dude?" Big league balls just don't grow on trees. They're like, "Can you sign a ball for an auction?" I look around my house. I'm like, I can't find a ball, blank ball anywhere.
No, and then you don't want to give the cheap. You know, you don't want to give a dirty.
Yeah, you play. Yeah, we need to figure out something good, like maybe a jersey. How about a jersey?
Ooh, a jersey would be
okay, big. But let's do a couple weeks here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get a signed jersey, and you know.
Yeah, and I'll
maybe the Pirates, Reds, something like that.
I'll explain how to be eligible because we are going to want to get to a certain
point. Maybe a Yankee jersey. How about a signed Yankee jersey?
Let's do that.
There's only been one out there. It was at the auction this year, the Miracle Bash. So let's do a signed Yankee jersey. One of the greatest numbers ever, 772, which is Mantle and Jeter together, is Sean Casey as a hitting coach.
Yes. Is that why you did it, or you just took the number that was sitting there? Is that what
you do? Oh, dude, are you kidding me? They're like, I'm like, what number am I getting? Rob Kukuza was like, hey, we'll get it to you soon. Next thing you know, I'm an offensive tackle, 72. And I like to say Mantle and Jeter, you know, together.
No, that's a good play. You should say, just keep saying that.
Two of the greatest of all time.
Right. So some fan is going to get an autographed Yankees Sean Casey jersey, number 2 of 2. There's only 2, you say, in the world. 2 autographed Sean Casey.
Well, there's only 1 out there in the world now, but this will be the second one I've ever autographed.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, folks.
All right, awesome, awesome.
Okay, good job.
Okay, I locked that in. So let's make sure that we get it locked in, and we'll have the same thing as last time: subscribes, downloads.
Yeah, I'll find the number.
We'll get it to one lucky winner. David Dumont won the bat last time, and we'll continue to pump up whoever wins the Yankee jersey.
Yeah, I have a number on subscribers. I'm thinking that I'll reveal that tomorrow. That's how many subscribers we need to get to for you to get this jersey, folks. So we'll talk about that.
Yes, perfect. I love it. I love it. Okay, good job, Chase. Way to produce.
Yeah, thanks, man. Way to host.
All right. Thanks, bro. All right, man. Have a good rest of the day, brother. I'll see you tomorrow. And, dude, your outfit right now is right on with the bobblehead, dude. Love that. So good. So good.
Beautiful.
All right, see you, brother. Love you. Love you.